sleep has a huge impact on my moods. If I get enough sleep, I have a lot more good moods. If I don't get enough sleep, even a little bit less, I have a lot more bad moods. I often have thought life was so complicated and so hard. I've often worked so hard to have good moods, and it's been so mysterious as to how I have good moods and bad moods. I've done an experiment over the last 2 years of my life. I didn't plan on it this way, but this is how it's came out. The periods I was most unhappy were also the periods I had the most screwed up sleep, and where I tried hardest to do things that would get me in a good mood. The periods I've been happiest over the last 2 years have been where I got the most consistent good sleep. For me, that's around 8 hours every single night. Now, it doesn't have to be uninterrupted. I have a newborn now, and yet I get in bed a little earlier to account for that. I got in bed a little after 9 last night, and I got up a little after 6 this morning. That's 9 hours in the bed with a little bit of not falling asleep and a little waking up, 8 good hours of sleep last night. Well, I say newborn, she's about 10 weeks, so thankfully she's sleeping pretty good by now. Getting enough sleep is so important for my mood. I've noticed, especially over the last few weeks, I was starting to try and cram more into every day. I was starting to get less sleep, just an hour or two less on average each day. And I noticed I was having consistently more bad moods also, that I was starting to get depressed more often. In fact, the relationship between me being depressed and me not getting enough sleep is almost total. If I don't get enough sleep, I get depressed. That's how it works. My mom has had a lot of issues with getting sleep and with her moods, and she hasn't gotten good sleep in years. Now she's finally getting some more consistent sleep. She's in consistently better moods, even though her life situation is arguably the most challenging she's had. She's getting enough sleep, she's in a better moods. It's amazing to me how hard I've worked all my life to force good moods, to find good moods, to do tricks, and yet it's that simple. More sleep, better moods. So here's the question. If I know more sleep leads to better moods, why wouldn't I give myself enough sleep? Why wouldn't I do whatever it takes to make sure I'm going to get that sleep? Or why wouldn't anyone do whatever it takes to get that sleep? If you think about how hard people work to be in good moods, going to the doctors to get drugs, going and doing all these different activities, exercise, sports clubs, organizations, all these work things to get fulfillment, long hours at work, all kinds of alcohol and drugs to get high and get into a good mood that way. Why wouldn't it just seem so easy to just get 8 hours of sleep a night or whatever it is you need specifically to get a good mood that way? It's often because, at least for me, I've complicated my life a lot. I have a physical trainer, and what she says, people ask her, "How do I get in shape? I need to get in shape." She says, "Eat clean and exercise." It really is that simple. I'm in the best shape I've been in 10 years. I eat clean and I exercise. It's that simple. Same with sleep. I'm having the best moods I've had in my entire life since being a kid. And what I do? I get enough sleep. So the key question, why, if these things seem easy, why, if they seem obvious, don't we do them? Why is it if you know you need more sleep to be in a good mood, you know you need to eat clean to have a good weight, and you know you need to exercise to feel energetic and to be healthy, why wouldn't you do those things? Why? The answer usually seems to be that we're rushing towards salvation in the future, that our minds are rushing and pushing that salvation comes in the future. We have to work hard today, cram extra things in. Deep down, at least I've felt like I wasn't enough my whole life. So I had to cram in an extra paper to write, an extra thing for work, an extra few hours of video gaming to prove I was enough, when all I really did was set myself up for failure. I would set myself up for failure over and over again. I would be afraid of going to bed and not being able to sleep, so I'd stay up too late so that I knew I could fall asleep, but then I wouldn't get enough sleep, so I'd be in a bad mood the next day. So when I went to bed, then I would have to face my thoughts, all my bad moods, and it was just this horrible cycle. I'd been in for about 16 years of that crazy push, run, faster salvations in the future. I hate my mood. I'm just pushing forward. I'm going after a great mood. I got it. Oh, I lost it. It's miserable. The answer is to stop. And that's what I've done. I stop. I stand where I'm at and look around. And it turns out things are pretty easy. And when it comes time to make a decision, something like what should I eat today? What should I buy at the store? When should I go to bed? I think about it with the approach that I'm going to take loving care of myself, that I'm not going to create more pain and suffering for myself. I know when I stay up too late, when I don't get enough sleep, that I create more pain and suffering for myself. I know that when I don't eat right, I don't feel good, I feel bad about myself, I create more pain and suffering for myself. I know if I don't exercise, my body doesn't feel as good. I don't have as much energy. I create more pain for myself. So when I try and do the answer to why everything's so difficult, for me, was to see that I was consistently creating more pain and suffering for myself because I felt like I deserved it. Like I was a bad, shameful person who deserved to essentially beat myself for all the things that had happened, to be committed to more pain and suffering in the future, at the same time fantasizing that salvation would happen in the future. So today I take a loving approach. I stay in the moment. I do the best I can to take care of myself. And when it comes time to go to bed, I know that I'm willing to lay in bed awake and go to bed early so that I can have a better mood the next day. Instead of the opposite point of view, that I try and do things today to have a better mood and know that I'm going to screw my mood tomorrow over. It's about loving myself and caring about myself enough to really look around and see what I can do today to make a better tomorrow. If it's go to bed, if it's eat fruits and vegetables instead of ice cream, or maybe just a little less ice cream, or take a 30-minute walk instead of just sitting around, I try and do it today. So I hope sharing this with you is helpful. I hope this removes a bit of the mystery about moods. I've seen in my life very clearly, sleep and mood are almost totally dependent on each other. And if you want more about figuring out, okay, why is it I can't love myself? Why is it I can't go to bed? Why is it that I know I need to get sleep, eat clean, and exercise, and I won't do it? Well, maybe then some of what I create in the future will be useful for you. Today, I pray that what I'm doing is enough. That what I'm doing is enough to love myself and take care of myself. And that in the practical knowledge of loving and caring for myself, I pray to get enough sleep. However it comes, whether it's in 4-hour increments or 6-hour increments or 4 2-hour increments, however it comes, I pray to get enough sleep to take good care of my mood the next day. To set up a good future for myself by doing the work for it today. I pray that by sharing what I've learned about how sleep impacts my mood and how I refused to love myself and created more pain and suffering for myself and couldn't do the simple things that make life so much easier. I pray that sharing this is useful for you to take a look around in your own life and see where you can have opportunities to get the results out of your life you want, to live the life you want today, where you don't create more pain and suffering for yourself each tomorrow. Thank you for watching this. I hope this is useful for you.